This is the Isle of Kevin. Yes, and you're welcome to it. Did I say that right? Anyway, yes, we've got a 1 hour programme of fantastic things. Great music, extracts from my royal memoirs as the monarch of the Isle of Kevin and the world leader. And of course, the one and only cooking on the radio. We're making brunch, as you do. Here we go. World leaders such as myself are constantly fretting about their image, aren't they? Well, that's what most people think, but look around the world today and what do you see? I'll tell you, Teaser May, looking like a Toby jug that fell off the sideboard. That French bloke, Maplin? No, Macron, that's him, looking like a garden gnome with a decent hairstyle. If they've got image consultants, we can only assume they were employed under an equal opportunities programme because they're short-sighted or something. Anyway. Oh, and of course, there is the gorgeous Nikki Sturgeon. Is that her name? Scotland, somewhere. Anyway, she dropped into my island yesterday for a bit of advice. Her new spin doctor, who by the way was wearing sunglasses and wielding a white stick, had advised her that she needed to look more intelligent. Well, what can I say? She rang me for advice. I suggested she popped in to see me. She did. And I suggested, well, why don't you try Sudoku? Sadly, she thought he was the Japanese Prime Minister. I give up.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And in sports news, it was an honour to present a trophy to Kev, the 82 years old Flyhoff, who showed off his talent in the Isle of Kevin 5-minute rugby finals for people of a certain age. I should add that the 5 minutes did include a 3-minute break at half-time. I should also add that Kev's incontinence pad remained intact throughout. However, he was aggrieved to discover that his flat hat was much flatter, flattened in a scrum. Sadly, yes. But no, this was the scrum at the bar at the end of the game. He said his proudest moment was stopping to light his pipe just before he carried the ball over the try line. Isn't that wonderful? And it's further proof, isn't it, that age is just a number. The rather bad news, I'm afraid, is that Kev's heroics have already inspired the residents of St. Kevin's residential home to start staging strip poker evenings. And why not, you may ask? I may be discussing that in future episodes.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I can't stop long. I do need to start preparing for my annual village fair, which I stage in the grounds of my palace. Islanders travel for miles to view my vegetables. But this year, I thought we'd try something different. For example, I've lined up a magician who cracks bad jokes, smells of mothballs, and makes himself disappear. A busker who beats himself to death with a tambourine while singing Jumping Jack Flash. And finally, the highlight of the day will be the nude pogo stick race, a real thigh-slapping experience for everyone. Oh yes, nearly forgot. And in the evening, we will have a world first, a reverse karaoke, inspired. I bet you'd like to come along to this. Basically, you see, volunteers invent their own music to go with classic vocals using any household object. This got off to a great start in rehearsals as Doris and Flossie provided haunting music with the aid of a frying pan, a loofah and a box of dishwasher tablets as Eva Cassidy sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Ah, it's beautiful. So let me know if you want to come along and I'll save you a place in the VIP enclosure, which guarantees you a free glass of bubbly orange juice and a wine gum slightly used. I do hope to see you at the event, of course, but until then, toodaloo. How time flies. Yes, the hour is up, just about. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Isle of Kevin. It's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? Yes, at any time of year. And as we say, welcome to the Isle of Kevin, or this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. And you will be next week. Until then, bye.